Listen, Stacy, I know that it is kind of weird hanging out with me because you think I like you and stuff like that, but I swear I'm just here to, you know, study with a friend, have a nice relaxing night, and just make sure we're nice and ahead of the game when it comes to our finals. Tell me about it. There's nothing like some creep out there that's just after you because you're attractive. But not me, Stacy. I can promise you. I'm only here with a good heart. I'm your friend, and I would never want to make you feel uncomfortable in any way. So, how about we start with chapter one in the workbooks, yeah? Of course. So, I got mine here. Yours. Perfect. Let's just open up. Now we were on the example test. It was giving us a formula that you didn't quite understand. Math was our first subject. Don't worry, I got you. So, what exactly with problem one did you have a problem with? Understanding it. Math could be tough, but let's go over it together. If John has 10 apples, and he eats 3 apples, how many apples does John have left? That's a tough one. John has 10 apples. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And he eats 3 of them. It's a lot of apple intake, but he won't have to see a doctor for 3 days. Okay, because apple a day keeps the doctor away. So 10 minus 1 is 9. If you carry the 2, equals 8. Divided by 3. And if you multiply that by its own factor, by numeral, above its dividend should be 7. 7 seems correct to me. How did I get there? Just picture in front of yourself 10 apples. Now take away 3 of them. How many apples do you have? Good job, Stacy. You're a modern day Albert Einstein. Except without the hair and the hair. So that's C. 7. You had trouble with some science as well, is that correct? No problem. You can go over exactly what you're having trouble with. Chemicals. And different reactions between those chemicals. Of course. I've done this hundreds of times. So, let's see. Question 4, was it? All right. Question 4 says, if you were to take gunpowder and strike a match next to it, pile of gunpowder, and throw that match into the pile, what would happen? A, it would blow up in flames. B, it would dissolve into water. C, it would turn into a gaseous state and float up onto the sky. Or D, hot dog. Okay. This one's tough because gunpowder is very, very reactive, especially to guns. Without fire, I'm pretty sure it'll be fine. So, there's no fire in guns, but there's guns in gunpowder. What do you think, Stacy?